So this year marks the 10th anniversary of the iPhone, and this afternoon Apple will unveil its latest version. There are some leaked plans, and they suggest some interesting new features, but also a pretty hefty price tag. NPR's Alina Selyukh has more.
In 2007, Steve Jobs stood on a stage in his black turtleneck and showed the world the first iPhone. The tech world responded with awe and skepticism. The iPhone was dazzling, but it had no keyboard, so observers wondered, how exactly were people's fingers going to hit those tiny screen buttons?
Although the key that you saw on the screen remained the same size, the underlying touch area grew so that you had a tendency to hit the right place.
Roger Kay has been following the iPhone since the first iPhone. He's a technology analyst at the consulting firm Endpoint. And what he's saying is Apple doesn't typically bring something to market unless it works well, which is a huge deal this year because the new thing the iPhone is tackling is facial recognition.
The idea of not having a passcode or a password, having the phone just recognize you when you hold it up, that's very appealing. But the problem with facial recognition up through this point is it hasn't worked that well.
Apple has been weaning its users off passcodes, first with a fingerprint scanner and now the technology to scan your face. The new iPhones are also expected to have a brighter, bigger screen pushing to the edges of the device, and Apple is expected to show a phone without the familiar home button. The idea is that people will just navigate through gestures and software. And it's slated to be the most expensive iPhone yet, priced near $1,000.
The first iPhone was truly a revolution. It looked nothing like anything that had been on the market before it. It's never going to be like that. You're never going to get something that's just starkly different from the thing that preceded it.
Until we put it on our heads or something.
I was going to say in our heads is more like it.
So maybe one thing is certain. When CEO Tim Cook takes the stage and shows off the new iPhone, the tech world will probably respond with awe and skepticism. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.